Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Kang with you today, taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. A lot of Tiger talk early. Got some more Tiger texts coming in, actually. Here's one from David from Fraser, and it's also kind of echoed by Brian and Pontiac. David says, bring up Justin Henry Molloy. And Brian says, send Parker Meadows down and bring up Justin Henry Molloy. He's killing it in AAA. And Jay Hen is absolutely killing it in AAA. His OPS is well above 900. I don't think he did poorly when he was up with the Tigers. In fact, I thought he was just fine with the Tigers. In a limited role, I thought in a platoon type role, he did a very nice job. He's got pop in the bat, and you know, for someone to be one of the last players on the roster, I don't mind if they bring him up. If you're going to send Parker Meadows down, does that make sense bringing him up? It would, unless it's going to be a spot that's going to be occupied by someone they trade for. That we could see if that happens. Tigers' biggest need to fill is definitely the bullpen. Reminds me of 2013, the Tigers ALCS, where the Red Sox waited patiently until the sixth and seventh inning and then pounced on the Tigers' relievers. Playoff teams know this deja vu in the making. That's John and Fenton. I think every Tiger fan has a little PTSD when it comes to that Red Sox series. That was such a good Tigers team and just got derailed late in games, unfortunately. But yeah, I echo the sentiment. They got to add bullpen arms. Gator, I think Flaherty is a great pick to be the guy that needs to step up and play better in the second half. My pick is Vierling. Vierling was a guy that played well in the playoffs last year for us and really has done nothing for us this year. I'm hoping that Vierling can turn things around. So I think that would be huge for the Tigers. I'm not sure. You know, Matt Vierling's an interesting player. You know, he was one we were waiting to hear come back to this team, finally came back to this team. And I wonder if we overvalued what his role is with this team because of what he did last year for the Tigers. You know, he was good for the Tigers last year, but did it look like he was better than what he was simply because he was one of the better hitters that the team had last year on a bad hitting team? His OPS for the season last year was 735. He had over 500 at-bats with the team, 16 home runs, but only hit 257. But because he was one of the few guys that actually hit, I think it got amplified of what his value is. I'm not sure how valuable he is to this team. I know the team likes him. I know A.J. Hinch likes him, and he has some versatility with this team. But I don't think he also screams as a player that needs to be out there every day. If you've got a healthy Kerry Carpenter, you know, your outfield is Kerry Carpenter in right, Riley Green in left, and Parker Meadows in center until proven otherwise. And I guess that's maybe where it happens. If Parker Meadows doesn't hit, then, you know, Vierling is another candidate that could be moved into an outfield spot and a regular spot in the outfield. But he's one of these guys I don't count on him a ton. I think he's a nice player to have on your roster. I don't know if he's a huge part of that roster. Another ticket text coming in. Everybody's talking about sending Parker Meadows down. He's way better than Vierling. I would send Vierling down and Sweeney down. McKinstry can fill any hole that they leave. The Tigers talk about not wasting at bats, and yet they keep sending Vierling out there. He looks scared at the plate. I don't think he looks scared at the plate. I think he's just had very limited at bats. You know, this is a guy who didn't have a spring training. And he's had all of 38 at-bats so far at the major league level this year. And albeit he's not hitting, he's hitting .158, but I would give him a little bit more of a runway here before you say, you know, get off. Sorry, you know, we need to get another plane to take off. You got to leave. But my opinion of Matt Vierling isn't that he's a very important piece to this team. I think he's a piece to this team. But you can agree or disagree. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. All right, so getting with the Lions, I think that this is every year presents different intrigue with the Detroit Lions. And for years it was, I just want to see the rookie and see what they can do and can they develop anything? Is this team possible to make the playoffs? Is there anything? you know, for years we had that because they were a bad organization. Things changed dramatically. It's been well documented what's happened, obviously, since Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes have taken over. But the last couple of seasons, now the expectations are through the roof. It's no longer make the playoffs. It's, okay, well, start with win the division and get to the NFC Championship game. And for some people, they raise it higher. It's just win the Super Bowl or bust. And I can understand why people would have that attitude. I mean, that's a winner's attitude. You want to win, or what else are you playing the game for? You play to win. And last year, the Lions played to win. They were 15-2 in the regular season and unfortunately flamed out in the playoff game at home after getting the number one seed in the playoffs and clinching home field advantage. They lost to the Commanders, and it was a brutal loss. Offensively, Jared Goff turned the ball over way too much. They kind of sputtered offensively at times and allowed the Commanders to get out to a commanding lead. Add to that the defense was decimated with injuries going into it, and then you lost one of the defensive backs two plays into the game. You know, it was amazing that the attrition just continued on even in the playoff game for the Detroit Lions. So here we are on the eve of training camp, getting ready to start with rookies reporting and veterans coming in this weekend. And what is the biggest storyline for the Lions going into training camp? What's the biggest story that you're looking at? Because I think there are a ton of stories with this team. You know, this is going to be a season where they got a giant chip on their shoulder. Like last year, the chip on their shoulder was they got to the NFC Championship game and lost at San Francisco. And it was that second half with literally a handful of mistakes that all happened in a row that cost this team from getting to the Super Bowl. They turned that into a 15-2 season. I think it's safe to say they played with a chip on their shoulder last year. But all those injuries mounted up and provided me too much. So what's the chip on the shoulder this year? It's to stay healthy. And it's the same goal. You don't look back. You don't want to regress as a team. So this is the same thing. And I imagine it's the same thing for Lions fans. It's get back to that championship game and win that championship game. And do they have enough to do it? Free agent-wise, they really didn't make that big splash in free agency. They basically replaced the defensive back. They lost their all-pro center to retirement. They have a second-round pick who they expect to play a huge role on this team on the offensive line, who hasn't signed yet. And you've got another year where the expectations just continue to be massive for this team. And yet when you look at things like totals from Vegas, it's interesting how things have really dropped. You know, the win total has dropped significantly. You're talking about a 15-win team that in Vegas they see it as maybe a 10 or 11-win team. It might be accurate because the schedule's so tough and because they don't have the same coordinators in place. And that they are going to have a learning curve playing for these coaches. And that they do have some shuffling on the offensive line. I mean, there's legitimate concerns all throughout this team going into training camp. But what is it for you? What's the number one thing you're looking at training camp that concerns you about this team that you want to have your fears alleviated when it comes to the Detroit Lions in the 2025 season? 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. It's the same number to text as well. Because I think there's just so much to look at with this team. There are position groups that you can look at that you're like, I'm concerned about this or I'm concerned about that. There's the health issue with massively important players. You know, Aiden Hutchinson's coming back from a broken leg. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, but I know others do and others are concerned about that. And they're worried, is he going to be able to hit the ground running, you know, from game number one? Is he going to be limited in practice? I mean, those questions are going to be answered here a week from now. Well, no, because they'll have almost a full week of practice under their belts. But it's other guys, too. It's trying to get by without Lee McNeil for, what, half the season? You know, when is Derek Barnes going to come back and help out the linebacking core? How are the defensive backs going to bounce back? What kind of a year are we going to see from Terry and Arnold? Is NX Rakestraw going to see the field? Is DJ Reed going to be better or worse than what we had last year when Carlton Davis was there? There's a lot of questions. And then, of course, you've got your quarterback. When last we saw Jared Goff play in a Lions uniform, it wasn't pretty. Wasn't pretty at all. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Love to know what you folks think is the biggest storyline heading into training camp and what your eyes and ears are going to be focused on the most as the Lions suit up and get ready for the upcoming season. We'll talk about it with you next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, folks, great news. It's hot, so if your air conditioning is struggling, the folks are out there to fix it. I'm telling you right now, if it's not working at all, it's time to call my friends at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling because they've been keeping homes in Southeast Michigan cool and comfortable for over 20 years. So whether you need a quick repair, a seasonal tune-up, or a brand-new system, their expert team is fast, friendly, and local. Don't wait for a meltdown. Call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today or visit birminghamplumbingco.com.